Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Today, this is a Put Me In Coach episode. Week 14? Week 15? This is crazy. I mean, the playoffs have started for all of us now. You're either in your first week or you're in your second week. If you're in your second week, congratulations, that means you won in your first week. And if you're on a bye this week because, well, you were fortunate enough to finish in first or second in your league, congratulations. Today we have a lot of different things to cover, so I'm just going to start out and I'm going to talk about different players. It's not really a start-sit thing as much as some of this information might allow you the confidence to move forward with the people you have in your roster. But first of all, I'm going to start out talking about COVID. And 75 players ended up placed on the COVID list on Monday and Tuesday alone in the NFL. That is a crazy, crazy number. How about T. Higgins? Let's talk about him briefly. 9.7 targets a game over his last 3 weeks. 122 receiving yards a game, 143 air yards a game, 30% target share, and 22.9 points a game. And that puts him in WR6 consideration. How about that for your fantasy football team? Some NFL research. Justin Herbert passed former Colts quarterback Andrew Luck for the most passing yards in NFL history over a quarterback's first two seasons. Luck totaled 8,196 yards in his first 2 years. Herbert now has 8,394. Hunter Renfrow, how about him? He is on fire and has become a very, very valuable fantasy football asset if he's on your team. Last three games, he has caught 30 passes, 353 yards, and one touchdown on 33 targets, making him a WR4. Renfrow has claimed 27% target share over the Raiders' last three games, and the Raiders face the Browns on Saturday. He'll be facing slot corner Troy Hill, and he is expected to now miss the game with a knee injury, and he is a very solid corner, so this is going to be yet another good week to have Hunter Renfrow on your fantasy football team. Jonathan Taylor, the Patriots, are the easiest matchup for running backs, but Taylor is basically matchup proof. The Bills were thought to have a top run defense, and Taylor trampled them for 185 rushing yards and four touchdowns in week 11. Taylor then ran for 85 yards and a touchdown the following week against a very solid Buccaneers run defense. Taylor leads the NFL with 1,348 rushing yards, and he's more than 300 yards ahead of his closest pursuer, which is Joe Mixon. Taylor also has a league-high 18 touchdowns, and he is definitely the RB1 for this week in fantasy football. If you're thinking about Michael Pittman, he's had a decent season, but he might not be a comfortable play this week for your fantasy team. Bill Belichick has shut down the key players for most teams every week this season. I don't know if he'll be able to stop Jonathan Taylor. My guess is he will stop Michael Pittman. Deontay Foreman ran for 109 yards against the Patriots in week 13, but the Titans' backfield was a two-man show again with Foreman and Dontrell Hilliard sharing the work. And then Jeremy McNichols returned from a concussion in week 14, and the Titans' backfield turned into a three-man weave. McNichols led the Tennessee running backs with 27 snaps. Hilliard had 24, and Foreman had 23. Foreman was the only one to put up worthwhile fantasy numbers. He had 13 carries, 47 yards, one rushing TD. He also had two catches for 15 yards. Not sure if I would use him or not, but I may have to with all the COVID injuries out there. Najee Harris, rookie, had the first multiple touchdown game of his career last week with a TD and a TD run, a TD catch in his 36-28 loss to the Vikings. Harris finished with 20, 94, and 1. rushing and 3-10-1 receiving against the Vikings. It was the seventh time this season he's had 20 or more carries. Harris now has 9 touchdowns for the season, averaging 97.7 yards from scrimmage per game, and he will be facing the Titans this week, so he will be a good start for your fantasy football team. Deontay Johnson, been a busy man this season with 130 targets in 12 games. He's seen double-digit targets 10 times, ranks third in the league to Cooper Kupp and Tyreek Hill. He has 81 catches for 990 yards, 6 touchdowns, making him WR9 in fantasy scoring. He's WR5 this week against the Titans. It's given up 2,569 receiving yards to wide receivers. So get Deontay Johnson into your lineup and don't be concerned with Pittsburgh's Ben Roethlisberger. Another one, Pat Freiermuth had a 15-yard TD catch late in the fourth quarter Thursday night against this, as the Steelers faced the Vikings. But then again, in that game, he ended up having a second TD catch a few minutes later on the final play of that game. But the ball got knocked loose, and he kind of dropped it. Could have had 2 touchdowns. Freiermuth might be somebody you want to take a look at if you're in a tight end needy position. He's had 6 touchdowns in the last 7 weeks. How about running back Chuba Hubbard? Hubbard was outsnapped 38-25 last week by Ameer Abdullah. They say it's part because of the game script and the fact that the Panthers trailed the Falcons for most of that game. Kind of makes you wonder if you should be using him or not in your fantasy lineups. And again, if it's a COVID-driven decision, you might consider it. Cole Beasley for the Bills, he is really good at breaking up zones, and he's playing a second consecutive game against a team that plays a lot of zone coverage. Beasley had 9 catches, 64 yards versus the Buccaneers. This week he faces the Panthers, who rarely play man-to-man and do a lot of cover 3 zone. You could put him in your lineup this week and safely know that you'll probably get some decent points out of Cole Beasley. Dawson Knox, another good start. He had a slow start last week against the Buccaneers, but then he came on strong, finished with 7 catches, 60 yards, and a touchdown on 9 targets. Tight end 3 for the week. Knox has 8 TD catches on the season. He's had 3 in the last 3 games. He is a tight end 4 in fantasy scoring for the season. Another safe start for your fantasy football lineup. Antonio Gibson, what do you do with him? Gibson lost his 4th fumble of the season in the 3rd quarter in Washington's 27-20 loss to Dallas, and then he didn't get another touch after that. That's pretty scary. Ron Rivera can be bold in that manner, right? He wants to prove a point. Gibson averaged 17 fantasy points per game from week 10 to 13, having 95 rushes, 358 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, 14 catches, 72 yards, and a touchdown receiving over that span. He's a mid-range RB2 against the Eagles, and I don't know. I kind of heard that maybe Heinicke now has COVID, so I'm not sure how that will help him in that situation. Devontae Smith, a great rookie this season, but the Eagles definitely have shifted to a run-heavy approach over the last 6 weeks, and Smith's target volume has dried up. Smith has had 18 catches, 295 yards, 3 touchdowns on 29 targets, and he hasn't drawn more than 6 targets in any game during that stretch and since that stretch. So Devontae Smith, not sure if he'll want to use him in your lineup or not. How about Dallas Goedert coming off his best game of the season? He had 6 catches, 105 yards, 2 touchdowns, right, against the Jets, and 25.5 fantasy points. But the quarterback was Gardner Minshew. Now Jalen Hurts is back. Goddard, in my opinion, is a low-end tight end one this week against Washington. He just doesn't seem to get the opportunities with Jalen Hurts. He hasn't caught a TD pass from Hurts since week 4. James Robinson has become a very big source of frustration, but I'm going to tell you, with Urban Meyer being fired, put him in your lineup, fire him up. He should do decent. He's going to see the ball. Daryl Bevell will give him an opportunity with the football in his hands. So there you go, James Robinson. Brandon Cooks, rookie Davis Mills, you would think might not be a good play for him, but it is. He turned in a 100-yard game His first one since week three with 8 catches, 101 yards on 11 targets. So Cooks should be a safe play for you this week. He should fall in the WR23 range. Along with Marvin Jones in that game, he had 6 catches, 70 yards against the Titans. Jones, too, should benefit from Bevel being there calling plays, because who was he with before the Lions, and who was the interim coach with the Lions? Well, none other than Bevel. And that's who's taken over for Urban Meyer. How about Dak Prescott? He has been uncharacteristically off his game the last 2 weeks. He threw 2 TD passes, 3 interceptions, and wins over the Saints and the football team, averaging 224 passing yards and only 5.7 yards per pass attempt in those 2 contests. Prescott doesn't have an easy matchup this week against the Giants pass defense that ranks 10th in DVOA and is allowing 6.8 yards per attempt. When he last faced the Giants in week 5, Prescott threw for 302 yards with 3 touchdowns and 1 interception. So, even though the Giants have been tough, he had a good performance against him and might be a consideration for your fantasy team. How about Saquon Barkley this week? 16 carries, 64 yards, 0 touchdowns, but 3 catches, 31 yards and a touchdown against the Chargers. Previous Sunday, Barkley was the RB11 in fantasy scoring, and he had 19 touches, which is the most he's had in a game since week 3. 17 fantasy points he produced. That was half PPR points. Scoring was the most he's had since week 4. His 64 rushing yards were a season high. The last time he faced the Cowboys is when he sustained his ankle injury, but this week you might want to play Saquon Barkley in your lineup. CeeDee Lamb over the last 2 weeks has been astounding. Lamb has gotten the sort of volume everybody wanted him to get, 23 targets, 14 receptions. He only produced 150 yards and no touchdowns, but Lamb carried the ball 3 times for 48 yards in those 2 games too, giving him more yards per carry than per catch over that stretch. Lamb is a very talented receiver, and he should be in your lineup this week for fantasy football. How about Amari Cooper? Cooper has struggled, even though he got a touchdown, caught a 7-yard TD pass in that last week game with the 27-20 win over Washington. But Cooper has struggled. He has been held to 51 or fewer yards in his last 4 games, and he's averaged only 4.5 targets a game over that span. You may have a better option for your fantasy football team than Amari Cooper. How about Dalton Schultz? He struggled lately too. Schultz had a pretty good season going, but in the first 13 games, but lately he, with CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper and Gallup all playing, in the last 2 games, Schultz only had 6 catches for 47 yards and 8 targets. Tight end 9 in the rankings this week. You might play him, you might not, if you have a better option. But he is due. He is due to catch a touchdown. Kyler Murray, very disappointing this week for me. Very disappointing. Pretty much knocked me right out of the playoffs. And Kyler Murray just did not look like he was throwing the ball well. He has averaged 60 rushing yards per game, which gives him a solid step. But I honestly think it's almost like he's not trying to run the ball into the end zone. So if you have Kyler Murray, do you play him this week? It's going to depend on who the quarterback is on my bench. How about, did I mention they were playing the Lions? Okay, I'm going to put Kyler Murray in my lineup. That was all a bunch of hot air, right? James Conner's also going to be in my lineup. I mean, he's just been fantastic this year. If you gambled on him in your draft, you're probably heading fairly well in the playoffs. He only averages 3.7 yards per attempt on the 179 carries that he's had, but he has found the end zone 14 times this year, and he's learning. Man, have you seen some of the catches the last couple of weeks he's had? Looks pretty good. He's currently RB6 on the entire season, so he's definitely helped carrying your roster. And I don't know if I mentioned, but I think he's on the same team as Kyler Murray, and Kyler Murray's playing the Lions, and James Conner's playing the Lions. You might want to play James Conner. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a Lion I would consider playing. He has seen 24 targets over the past 2 weeks if you have him on your roster, and he has somewhere in the area of 40 fantasy points in full PPR leagues over that time frame to show for it. And week 15 against the Cardinals, Detroit will probably have to throw the ball at least 50 times, and St. Brown's will get his targets and opportunities, and also Josh Reynolds will too. So he might be a safe play for you if you have to replace somebody on COVID. Total yardage in the last 3 weeks, 70, 69, 52. Not getting a lot of volume, but definitely getting some looks downfield. His yard per catch is up there. Another borderline player, Mike Gesicki, might be his week to shine. He is has the potential to finish inside the top five any week, but it's been kind of a chore. But now Jaylen Waddle, it has been announced, is going to be on COVID, which should open up some opportunity for him. They are playing the Jets. The Jets are allowing the seventh most fantasy points to opposing tight ends. Probably going to start him in my lineup. I mean, he's going to be more of a wide receiver in that game for the Miami Dolphins. Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams should be in all of our fantasy lineups. Melvin Gordon returned from his injury, had 24 carries for 111 yards, two touchdowns, finished the week in top five. This week, Gordon does have a tougher matchup against the Bengals, who are allowing just 15.6 fantasy points per game to running backs, but I don't think Denver's going to change what they're doing. And I think both of those players deserve a spot in your starting lineup this week. Joe Mixon should be another guy you should be looking at. Before week 14 against San Francisco, you had to go all the way back to week 3 to find the last time that Mixon didn't find the end zone in a game. And, you know, being the forgotten man in most drafts, although I think in the drafts I was in, he went in the second and third round, so I wouldn't say he was completely forgotten. He is second with Jonathan Taylor for the league lead in touchdowns at the running back position. Mixon has seen 37 carries over the past two games, only 112 rushing yards, one touchdown. Kind of a struggle for him, but he's about to break out this week. Get him in your lineup. It is the playoffs. You want to play those types of players. Another player that I like really well, T. Higgins, which I mentioned earlier, has been on fire. So make sure you get him in your lineup. He is worthy of a start. If I'm going to start anybody, even Ja'Marr Chase, he has been more productive the last two or three weeks than him. And Ja'Marr Chase has had a really good season. Cordarrelle Patterson should also be in your lineups now. I mean, it's week 15. Somebody picked him up along the way. He's an RB7. I'm not sure where he's ranked as wide receiver because I'm not really sure how you rank a player that plays both positions the way he does. But he's really excelled at the running back position. He has outscored Ezekiel Elliott, Aaron Jones, Antonio Gibson, and quite a few others that we don't want to mention. And just so you know, over the last three games, he's actually had 45 rush attempts, 244 yards, and three touchdowns. So once again, there's a player who should be in your lineup this week. How about Elijah Mitchell? Getting some questions about him. And at this time, we're not sure if he's going to play or not going to play. If he doesn't come back and participate fully in his practice session today, I would say by tomorrow, we should know if he does. If he's a full participant and a full go, that he's got to be in your schedule. It's a favorable matchup for him. And if not, then you might want to shift to Jeff Wilson, who should get the bulk of the carries for San Francisco if Elijah Mitchell does not play. The other running back in that lineup that you want to have on your team is Deebo Samuel. Wait, did I say running back? Yes, another receiver turned running back. He's had 22 rushes versus one catch in each of the last three games. Kind of amazing, right? He's been incredibly efficient with the ball in his hands. 534 yards after the catch this season, 9.4 yards after the catch per reception. And even though he's not been getting the receiving work, he has been getting some rushing work that definitely makes him a player that should be in your roster, along with George Kittle. Fantasy managers have to have faith in him, right? Kittle has seen 27 targets, reeled in 22 of them for 332 yards, three touchdowns. He has now finished as a top five tight end in five of his past six games. And against Atlanta, they are not going to slow him down one bit. He should be in your lineups this week. Quarterback that you might want to take a look at, Matt Stafford's had a couple down weeks in week 9 and 10 where he combined for 27 fantasy points. However, they got back to being what they are, and that is they can run the football. They did that very well in the last game. And since LA came out of their bye week in week 11, Stafford has been on fire. He's averaging 295 yards over the past 3 weeks and has a total of 9 touchdowns to just 1 interception. He's finished QB4, QB5, QB7 in those games. And in a matchup this week against Seattle, who just allowed, yes, Davis Mills of Houston, 331 passing yards. You better have him in your lineup. Another player you might want to take a look at in that game, Rashad Penny, starting to play fairly well. He had 16 rush attempts for 137 yards and 2 touchdowns. Top 5 fantasy finish on the week. Fantasy managers should be excited to play him again in week 15 after last week's performance. It's a tough matchup against the Rams, who only allow 77.6 rushing yards per game. But I will tell you that if you look at the Rams, they are hurting on the COVID list, especially on the defensive side of the ball, which I think is going to make Penny a solid play. Darrell Henderson should be in your lineup if he's back off the COVID list. He also was injured. Sony Michel played really well in his absence, but it looks like he's going to be a go this week. So if he is, you'll want to get him in your lineup also. I think Henderson is should be fresh and ready to play. DK Metcalf has been a little wishy-washy. He had 8 touchdowns through the first 8 weeks of this season. And now through week 14, how many does he have? Well, he still has 8 touchdowns. However, it was just announced that Tyler Lockett is on the COVID list now, and Metcalf should move up the rankings and be the primary receiver in that Seattle offense. Another player you might want to get in your lineups, I was just talking about the Rams and, you know, Stafford. Well, who's he going to throw the ball to? OBJ is also out for COVID. This moves Van Jefferson into a solid number 2 receiver position. And did you know that all 3 Rams receivers have been top 10 fantasy options over the past 3 weeks? That gives you the green light to play all 3 of them. You should be playing all 3 of them, except you can't play OBJ because why? He is out on COVID. What about Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon? Boy, that has been crazy. It really has. Dillon carried the ball 15 times to Jones 5 times, but Jones was the one who was able to vulture the end zone carries and found the end zone twice. So where does that put you with Aaron Jones? It's kind of a questionable situation, in my opinion. I'm not sure if you start them both and risk it, or you maybe go with Aaron Jones. I mean, Dillon saw 15 carries last week against Chicago, and he looked pretty good. Averaged nearly 5 yards per attempt. So Baltimore is only allowing 13.9 fantasy points per contest. So it would be difficult to start either one or both of them. However, with COVID out there, it might give you the green light to go ahead. And how about on the other side of the ball, Devontae Freeman? I mean, he's continued to see plenty of work in the Ravens' offense, had 18 total opportunities. But who's back? Latavius Murray. Who vultured the touchdown last week? Latavius Murray. I hate these situations. Do these coaches not know that fantasy football coaches out there don't value those types of situations? Come on, help us out, guys. Mark Andrews at tight end. I'm going to mention him because he's been dominant. He's now the number 1 tight end in football, although after Travis Kelce's night last night, that's probably not true, but he's going to fight for it. Andrews hasn't seen less than 8 targets in a single game. And he's coming off a monster performance against Cleveland, 11 catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown. We should have 0 reservations about putting Mark Andrews in our fantasy football lineups. Running backs, Alvin Kamara, welcome back. The managers out there did miss you in Kamara's first game since week 9. He had 32 opportunities, 145 total yards of offense with 1 touchdown. The Bucs are obviously one of the toughest matchups for running backs this year, but they allow 7.2 receptions per game to this position, and the only team they trail is the Seattle Seahawks. We know what a great receiver Alvin Kamara is. Welcome him back and keep him in your fantasy football lineup. So then on the other side of the ball, Leonard Fournette, he did not practice on Wednesday. I'm not sure about Thursday. Haven't looked into that information. I'm sure he's going to be a go this week. He should be a solid start for your fantasy football teams. The Saints can be a tough matchup at times, but I think he'll be a good start and should finish as a top 10 RB in your fantasy lineup. Another player I think we should all be considering, Mike Evans. Through 14 weeks of the season, Evans trails only one player in the entire NFL in receiving touchdowns. That's Cooper Kupp. Evans has 11 touchdowns in 13 games, and he's only 115 receiving yards from crossing over the 1,000-yard mark plateau. Evans should not be out of our lineups this week. He should be in there, and he should be a top 12 finish for your fantasy football team. Another player that should be in your lineup, Rob Gronkowski. He has dominated this season with Tom Brady, which is crazy considering his age. He's now gone four straight weeks, finishing inside the top 10 tight ends on the week. And he's not just living on touchdown volume. He's averaging 78.5 receiving yards per game over the past four games. He's coming in with an incredibly high floor, a ridiculous upside due to his connection with Brady in the red zone. Gronk is now a top three option every single week for the rest of the season. Put him in your lineup with confidence. Here's a player I think you should have in your lineups too, and not getting a lot of play, Chicago Bears, David Montgomery. He didn't have as heavy of a workload last week as we would have liked to have seen him have versus Green Bay, but he did have seven targets last week, and he caught six of them for 39 yards, which helped his overall production. The Vikings are allowing the ninth most fantasy points to opposing running backs this season, and David Montgomery should have plenty of room to run this week. Get him in your lineup and play him with confidence too. Justin Jefferson, just got to give him some kudos. It's not like he wasn't producing with Adam Thielen in the lineup, but he was, but he has gone berserk. He's now seen 29 targets and 261 receiving yards in the last two games with two touchdowns, and that he will keep that ball rolling this week versus Chicago. The Bears are allowing the fourth most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers this season, and they're not going to contain Jefferson. Another play on that team, we kind of asked ourselves, would it be K.J. Osborne or would it be Tyler Conklin? The answer was K.J. Osborne, who had nine targets, only three catches. But again, somebody, if you need a player, should be in your fantasy football lineup. So that's what I've got for you for this episode of Put Me In Coach. I want to wish you luck this week if you're in the playoffs. Hopefully you will play and prosper. Remember to play nice, love your neighbor. Most of all, have fun. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.